City of Powell River will make an apology to Slayam Mon Nation regarding comments made by Councillor Jim Palm at the January 30 Committee of the Whole meeting. At the February 13 Committee of the Whole meeting, Councillor George Doubt said in relation to significant correspondence that had been received regarding Palm using a made-up name in discussion over the city's strategic priorities, Doubt had a motion to make. The motion was that the mayor and council apologize for comments made at the January 30 meeting, which served to demean and belittle the language of the Slayam Mon people. My observation when I was at the meeting on the January 30 was that Councillor Palm's comments were meant to do exactly that, to demean and belittle the language of the Slayam Mon people, said Doubt. I apologize, personally, for not stepping up with a point of order or a point of privilege and confronting Councillor Palm at the moment those words were spoken. I didn't do it, I'm apologizing for it, and I will pledge to everyone who is listening that I will speak up more promptly in the future to keep our language parliamentary. Doubt said it is of utmost importance since First Nations across the country have had their languages lost or threatened. It's an invasion of who a person really is to remove their language, said Doubt. It removes their culture and their history. It's not a small issue. There's been discussion about division in our community. I'm asking everybody to read all the letters in the package that came to council. It talks about and defines our community and there is division. At this point in the meeting, Councillor and Committee Chair Trina Isakson called a 15-minute break because of interruptions from the gallery. When the committee meeting reconvened, Doubt continued. He said council had not made any decisions on Palm's January 30 statement. My motion, which I wrote this morning, is motivated by my own belief, and not pressure from others, said Doubt. I considered some people's demands that one or more people be removed from office. It's not a viable option under the community charter. Once you are elected to a position in a city council, there is no way to remove you from office. Doubt said he believed that city council owed Slayam Mon an apology. Mayor Ron Wasnow proposed an amendment to Doubt's motion. Wasnow said Palm made a remark and has offered an apology to Slayam Mon. Wasnow said the incident was a case, in the midst of a lively conversation, of a comment being made and nobody thought of the consequences at the time. Wasnow said his amended motion was that mayor and council apologize for unintentional comments made at the January 30 meeting, which has hurt members of Slayam Mon. Councillor Cindy Elliott said she was not supportive of the word unintentional because it appears to take away from the purpose of the apology. The word unintentional makes it less sincere, said Elliott. The comments that were made, we are apologizing for those, and I would leave it at that. Palm then stood before the assembly and said he did not mean to cause harm or any hurt to his Slayam Mon friends and neighbors. The only thing that was going through my mind when we had that heated discussion was how can I say something that wasn't hurtful or demeaning, said Palm. I said we needed to keep the question, of a name change, on the poll, yes or no, so that we can get to first base. That's when I stepped in it when I said a name. It was meant to be a made-up fabrication of nothing. It was not what it is being made out to be. Palm said he was at Dwight Hall when the community accord was signed and he was proud that day. He said he has never intentionally disrespected anyone. He said he has made mistakes but it was for the community to forgive. Palm said he has requested to go to Slayam Mon and meet with members of the entire community and apologize for the mistake he has made. He said he looks forward to that. He said is hoping for healing. Councillor Earl Almeida proposed an amendment to Wasnow's amendment to remove the word unintentional, which Wasnow supported. The amendment to the amendment carried unanimously. Council voted on the motion as amended, which then read, Mayor and Council apologize for comments made at the January 30 meeting, which have hurt members of the Slayam Mon people. The motion carried unanimously. Elliott proposed a secondary motion that Mayor and Council reach out to Slayam Mon to schedule a gathering to have an appropriate circle designed to heal, and a conversation to repair communications between the governments. The motion carried unanimously. Join the Peaks email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.